China.
Food safety. Oil change. A scandal over mixing fuel and cooking oil sparks public anger.
Investigative journalism is a rarity in China. The Communist Party prefers stories that puff up its achievements. So readers paid particularly close attention when a newspaper run by the Chinese capital's own party committee, Beijing News, deviated from the norm. On July 2nd, it reported that cooking oil was being transported by lorry in containers that were also being used to carry liquid fuel. It said that to save money, the vessels were being switched from one use to the other without being cleaned. In a country where food safety has long worried the public, this news was sensational. The newspaper even provided video that implicated a giant state-owned firm, Sinograin. A great nation is rising, but it can't even guarantee the basic safety of cooking oil, wrote one of many outraged users on Weibo, a social media platform. Some netizens pointed out the difference between the authorities' strict control of speech and media and seemingly lax approach to food. If there are issues with food, it harms us. If there are issues with films and television, it harms them, one said. Many shared links to a remark by Xi Jinping in 2013, about a year after he came to power. If our party, while governing China, cannot even ensure food safety and cannot do so over the long term, then people will start to question whether we are qualified to govern. The story was too big for the central government to ignore. On July 8th, the national broadcaster called the oil mixing tantamount to poisoning. On July 9th, the government said it would investigate. Sinograin, as well as other firms named in the report, and local authorities, have also launched inquiries. But censors have been scrambling. They have restricted Weibo searches for some related terms and deleted critical articles and videos. The Weibo account of Han Futao, the reporter who broke the story, has been shut down. The tracking function on a logistics app that some netizens used to locate the lorries in the Beijing News story has been disabled. The app says it is being updated. On July 12th, however, another news outlet weighed in. Caixin, a Beijing-based business magazine, reported that Chinese cargo ships were also being used to carry both cooking oil and toxic fuels without adequate cleaning in between these uses. This report has been censored too. A nationalist influencer, Sima Nan, who has more than 3.2 million followers on Weibo, said Beijing News's reporters had ulterior motives and should be investigated themselves. Other online cheerleaders for the government have suggested that the press is colluding with foreign companies to sow distrust of state-owned firms. But Chinese citizens remain upset. More than 75% of refined vegetable oil in China is transported in containers to factories where it is repackaged for consumers or used to make other products, according to Wang Yuanliang of Hunan Agricultural University. Those who do not buy cooking oil from the implicated firms may have ingested contaminated oil in processed foods, from chocolates to chili sauces. Netizens have resurfaced reports from a television station in Hunan province in 2015, exposing the same issue of lorries carrying toxic chemicals and cooking oil in the same containers without thorough cleaning between uses. Local authorities ordered an investigation after the report and punished the company involved, but the problem has persisted. Memories are still strong in China of another food safety scandal. In 2008, milk powder tainted with melamine, a dangerous chemical, was found to have sickened 300,000 infants and killed six. In response, the government tightened its food safety regulations in 2009 and set up a food safety commission in 2010. Under Mr. Xi, China has revised its food safety law twice more to add harsher punishments and strengthen enforcement. Yet public confidence remains low. A survey in 2023 by Insight China, a magazine, found only a quarter of respondents in China were satisfied with food safety standards. Cooking oil ranked 10th on the survey's list of most distrusted items. It would now be a strong contender for the top slot.